So this is the fourth part in a series of podcasts about how we've gone from how Tea and Toast at Tea and Toast has gone from the Leeds Social Media Cafe, that's at Leeds SMC, to Tea and Social Events, that's at Tea and Social. And we've previously discussed the journey so far, right through to the development, the understanding, the feedback leading to how each of the two Tea and Social events happened. And if you've listened to the previous ones, thank you for listening. I'm now going to just dive straight in and try and pick up where we left off, which was more about the details of the event for the second Tea and Social that happened in November 2014. So the Tea and Social events, as I've expressed, was... Actually, I don't think I expressed how amazing they were. The speakers were just fabulous. And we did briefly mention how it's developed into such an awesome little thing where the first one was more fun and this one had a real formula to it. And we're really finding ways to balance the character and personality of the event and the people that come to talk and to really package it in an efficient way. And we're still learning as we go along in some ways, but we're purposely advocating this understanding that we're constantly evolving and we're trying to now at the point of where we're pleased with what's there. I'm trying to develop and grow the audience in the hope that they're interested, because the first one was great and it was fun, but there's been more development in the specifics of how this one works, in the second one works, because the second Tea and Social was a functional thing that kind of told people that, look, we've already had one and you might not know of that one, but this second one is just as good and if not better, and it's going to get better and better because there will be future ones. And it felt like by having the second one, that's sort of what we're saying to people, is that we are fairly committed here to sourcing out some of the best social media talent when it comes to running businesses and how people do that through social media, but also how social media experts might do something that they do in their job, but how they have a personal belief and how that might be. And I think that's worked for us. And now we're thinking, how do we do the third one? And in the last podcast, before we sort of go further into that, I think in the third podcast, we did mention some help that we had from two fabulous students and how we actually had Jolie Fielding, who was a real asset in understanding how the event was put together, and it was a pleasure to sort of sit down and have a chat with her, and it would be great to find out how this might develop again in future for the third one. But what was a real asset wasn't just the beginning part and like throughout the kind of support that we had there, but it was the fact that she, at the end of the talks, there is an opportunity, as there was in the first, to have question and answers. And I think some of the development in the event could be that we actually allow a much bigger event to happen where we have a much bigger debate and we really sit people down. And that would be quite an interesting event, because from both events now, there is a sense and a feeling that people want to sit around and discuss. And after having heard, I think when you're doing the networking type thing and when you meet people at an event, it can be quite cumbersome and awkward, and people do find their feet through it and just get used to it because that's what events do. But by the end of the event, what we found is actually people are willing to talk to each other. And when we've gone to other networking events and other types of speaker events, the same thing happens. And there's this, the ideal situation of exchanging business cards towards the end. And really what we're saying is that people are okay doing this, but actually they don't need to do it superficially. But if they want to engage in a debate and a topic, then they can do. And we've actually found that people did want to. And there was a few moments in the first one and the second Tea and Social where, for time restrictive reasons, I've got it in my mind to be of a certain time frame to think I need to finish at this time. And I think it feels almost like, although I'm trying my best to push people to finish, I do it in a very subtle, non-pressurizing manner. So actually, it's okay for people to talk. If they've got something that's a burning desire that they want to ask and it's a question, then they should be given that time. And I'm really quite easygoing about that process. And it felt like, as easygoing as I was, that actually we could have tapped into that more and more, that there could have been a longer discussion forum in some ways. And mentally, I was going through those kind of thoughts about how I might tie this together verbally to say thank you for coming, but also allow people to still continue discussions as they're leaving, to discuss amongst themselves. But actually, in some ways, I found the real benefit and the real juice was when we were all collectively sat together. And it feels like that could be developed more. Now, coming back to Jolie Fielding, the amazing lady decided to speak out, and she said something at the end of the event where she said, oh, we've spoke a lot about humanizing, which was something that I spoke on that was relevant through the other two speakers. And it was interesting to hear her come in, stood at the back, to say, to almost tie things together. And it was a beautiful little moment where some people then felt like they would then have another leash of life on how they might then ask more questions. And it really allowed people to round up the event in a slightly different manner to what I was able to do as well. I think it was interesting and very nice to have someone else like her there who was able to deliver that in that way, to say, we can still talk about it openly. What did you think about the actual subject matter? Because universally, this is it. And do you understand, as a collective audience, that this is the key message that you need to be taking away? Now, in some ways, I'm quite baffled by that, because I don't believe in telling people what they can take away. They take away what they want from it. You've got to try your best to suggest to them this is what it is, and then it would be there underlying throughout. And I believe in that long-term kind of benefit in that sense. But actually, this kind of really worked, and it focused their minds. And it was a great little posing question that actually ended up in people feeling like they could have closure as well. So there is really something in the future Tea and Social events where we could develop a discussive panel that then balances professional social media speakers potentially. We're still playing with this idea because it does move away from the idea of brand values more. But to have social media experts discuss a specific topic and then to have a forum and a debate afterward would be something that would be interesting. But it does take away from Tea and Social. So in some ways, it might be a separate event on its own. And that's something that we're considering sort of playing around with. But it's food for thought, and it just shows that there is real progress. And it's a case of understanding how do we actually develop the Tea and Social project into the future, really. So there was a lot, really, that was going on in that last moment. And that's it. That feels like quite an in-depth session. This particular fourth podcast is quite detailed. If you've got anything to say about Tea and Social and you want to know more, then please drop me an email at prit@teaandtoast, or you can tweet me at Tea and Toast or at Tea and Social. This is the fourth of a series of sessions of podcasts. Thank you for listening to us on audioboom.com/teaandtoast. And please listen to what might be the final podcast, session 5, following through next.